Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. The Dawn Chorus, once a symphony that heralded the start of each day, now fades into a somber murmur, a haunting reminder of what we've lost in this world we navigate, a world without birdsong. The serenades of winged troubadours that provided the soundtrack to our existence have been silenced by the relentless march of ecological deterioration, largely unobserved by the masses, until the quiet became too pronounced to ignore. Tracing the echoes of a vanishing choir, our skies, once bustling with a plethora of feathered dynamos, now witness a diminishing presence, their vacant expanse filled with an oppressive silence. The avian members of the animal kingdom, those upholders of the intricate balance of our ecosystems, succumb to the insidious creep of habitat loss and climate anomalies, caused by a civilization too wrapped up in its own survival to hear the distress calls that have gone unheeded for too long. It's not just the songs that are fading. It's the essence of the natural world as we knew it, murmurs an ecologist, his voice barely a whisper over the barren fields. His statement encapsulates the profound loss we are just beginning to comprehend. The absence of birdsongs represents more than a silenced animal. It embodies the collapse of entire ecosystems, pollination networks, and seed dispersal systems crucial for our survival. The silence speaks louder than ever. In an echo of our prior revelations on the vanishing wildlife within whispers of wildlife where forests once stood, we find ourselves standing amidst the remnants of what was once an avian paradise, tragically reinforcing our observations of desolate springs and silent springs echo no more. We're confronted with the unsettling realization that these are not isolated tragedies, but components of a larger systemic failure. The environment that nurtured these melodies for millennia is now void of the very essence of life. The ripple effects are felt far beyond the realm of the ethereal. With the attenuation of bird populations, humans have lost not only the proverbial canary in the coal mine, indicating the health of our shared planet, but also an essential ally in the war against pests and the propagation of plants. The interconnectedness of all life forms is starkly laid bare as part of this vast, silent exodus. The cultural impact of our vanishing aviary, the stillness that now permeates our mornings, once teemed with significance in cultures across the globe. There is a collective mourning for the lost bird songs that served as the inspiration for countless works of art, literature, and music. But where art once imitated life, it now memorializes the echoes of a lost world, a poignant reminder of the beautiful cacophony that was once omnipresent. This cultural erosion mirrors the physical loss of our feathery companions and augurs a gloomy outlook for the future, lowering the curtain on nature's stage. As we stand witness to the closing act of this tragic play, where once vibrant characters take their final bow, we are drawn into the play ourselves, not as mere spectators, but as active participants in this unfolding ecological drama. Amidst the hushed air, we begin to understand the gravity of our role and the consequences of the parts we have played with such carelessness. The birds may not have had a say in their fate, but their silence speaks volumes to those willing to listen. With every breath of wind that passes through the now quiet branches, a question lingers. What can be done when the future sings no more? We bear witness to a world less lively, less brilliant in its array of natural wonders. The loss of the avian chorus is a dirge for the world we are leaving for generations to come, a ghostly reminder of all that could have been had we only listened to their final refrains.